From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam. At a joint press conference in Hanoi with Vietnam's president, Mr. Obama said the two countries still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapons sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
Mr. Obama will give a speech in Hanoi Tuesday, expected to focus on improved relations between the United States and Vietnam and the need for constructive dialogue between the two countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in dealing with the world's largest humanitarian crises. Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at a two-day United Nations-backed humanitarian summit. The meeting convened against the backdrop of a large migration of Syrian and Iraqi refugees into Turkey. Italy says rescue vessels operating off the coast of Libya pulled more than 2,500 migrants to safety on Monday. It says the number of refugees is increasing as the weather improves in the Mediterranean Sea. The United Nations says more than 30,000 migrants, most of them from sub-Saharan Africa, have been brought to refugee centers in Italy so far this year. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the attacks. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court threw out a mortgage fraud conviction against Bank of America Monday. The court dismissed a $1.2 billion fine against the country's second-largest bank. The judges said U.S. prosecutors failed to prove in a 2013 trial that Bank of America's countrywide financial division purposely sold fraudulent mortgages. In U.S. political news, Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton has turned down an invitation to debate her opponent Bernie Sanders on Fox News before the California primary election. Campaign spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri says Clinton will spend her time campaigning in the remaining primary states. In a media interview, Sanders called on the Democratic Party to open itself up to a new group of people.
And I think if they make the right choice and open the doors to working class people and young people, create the kind of dynamism that the Democratic Party needs. It's going to be messy, you know. Democracy is not always nice and quiet and gentle, but that is where the Democratic Party should go.
Bernie Sanders. A Baltimore police officer was found not guilty on charges related to the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect who died last year after suffering injuries while riding in the back of a police van. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted by a judge Monday of all charges. Director General Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization says the world is not ready to cope with the threats posed by emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. Chan spoke to delegates attending the annual World Health Assembly. Lisa Schlein reports.
World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan told this gathering of health ministers and providers that countries could no longer work in isolation to contain infectious diseases and overcome other health threats. She says few threats are local anymore. She says people and goods move around in this interconnected world, and so do diseases. Chan says WHO's health emergency management system is undergoing a major reform to ensure its teams are able to respond more quickly and effectively to outbreaks and humanitarian emergencies. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities Monday. Local media are reporting at least three demonstrators were killed in western Kenya. In Nairobi, riot police formed a line around the commission headquarters, waiting much of the afternoon to deter the protests. The demonstrators never reached the compound because police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. Smaller groups of protesters were tear gassed earlier in the day. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.